Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have you ever felt like something in your walk with God is off, like the connection isn't as strong as it used to be? Maybe the fire's not burning the way it once did. If that's you, today's message is for you. We're looking at a powerful moment from Scripture, when Elijah stood on Mount Carmel and made a bold move that changed everything. But before the miracle happened, he did something simple, yet deeply significant. He repaired the altar. In this episode, we're talking about what it means to repair the altar in our own lives, how to reconnect with God, rebuild what's been broken, and reignite that spiritual fire. You don't want to miss this. Let's get into it. The topic is repair the altar, and our Bible text is from 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 30 to 39.
1 Kings chapter 18, verse 30 to 39. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me." They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Your name shall be Israel." With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, "Fill 4 large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood." "Do it again," he said, and they did it again. "Do it a third time," he ordered, and they did it the third time. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. Verse 36. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. And verse 39, the last verse, when all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
I'm truly grateful you've tuned in today, and I pray this moment becomes a turning point in your walk with God. Let's get into a powerful word the Lord laid on my heart. Repair the altar. Now, to set the stage, let's take a walk back in time to one of the most dramatic moments in the Old Testament. Picture this. It's 1 Kings chapter 18, and the nation of Israel has drifted far from God. The people had turned their hearts to Baal, worshiping idols, and living in compromise. Elijah, the prophet of God, stands on Mount Carmel and boldly challenges the prophets of Baal to a divine showdown. And right there, in front of everyone, Elijah does something incredibly significant. Before calling down fire from heaven, he repairs the broken altar of the Lord. Let that sink in for a moment. Before God sent the fire, the altar had to be repaired. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 30. What is the altar, really? In biblical times, the altar was the sacred place of sacrifice, worship, and communion with God. It represented the heart of relationship between man and the divine. So when the altar was broken down, it wasn't just stones out of place. It symbolized a broken relationship, a neglected spiritual life. Now, let me ask you, how's your altar doing? Has it been weathered by distraction, busyness, compromise, or even disappointment? Have the stones of prayer, worship, and time in God's word been scattered? Elijah's story reminds us of a powerful truth. If we want to see God's fire fall, His presence, power, and purpose ignited in our lives, then we must first repair the altar. And repairing the altar isn't about being perfect. It's about being intentional. It's about restoring your connection with God, one stone at a time. Think about Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. This isn't just about a Sunday morning act. It's a daily lifestyle of surrender, a heart that says, Lord, I'm yours. So how do we repair the altar? Start by clearing the clutter. What's taking up space in your heart that should belong to God? Maybe it's a relationship, a habit, or just the overwhelming noise of life. Take time today to intentionally remove the distractions. Next, rebuild with the stones of prayer and the Word. Open your Bible not out of duty, but from a place of hunger. Talk to God, even if it feels awkward at first. Reconnect. And finally, bring your offering. Bring your praise, your time, your talents. Bring your heart. Here's the beautiful part. When Elijah repaired the altar and placed the sacrifice, God responded. Fire fell from heaven, not just a little spark, a consuming fire, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38, that left no doubt who the true and living God is. Could it be that what you've been waiting for, direction, healing, breakthrough, is waiting on you to repair the altar? Let me leave you with this. God never turned his back on Israel. Even in their rebellion, he sent Elijah to call them home. That's the kind of God we serve, gracious, loving, and always ready to respond when we return. So, as you go into your day, I want you to ask yourself, what does my spiritual altar look like right now? What are some practical steps I can take today to begin rebuilding it? Am I truly giving God the best part of me? Take a quiet moment after this podcast, no distractions, no rush, just you and God. Let him show you where to start. And remember this, friend, you don't have to fix everything at once. Just start with one stone, one prayer, one verse, and watch how God meets you right there. The fire will come. May your altar be strong, your heart be stirred, and your faith ignited as you step into today with renewed purpose. Go forward in his power. Go forward in his peace. And above all, go forward knowing he is with you every step of the way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this powerful reminder to repair the altar of our hearts. We confess that in many ways, we've allowed distractions, busyness, and even discouragement to pull us away from you. But today, Lord, we return. We come back to the place of worship, of surrender, and of intimacy with you. Help us, Holy Spirit, to rebuild stone by stone. Rekindle the fire within us. Stir our hearts with fresh passion for your word, for prayer, and for your presence. Let your fire fall once again in our lives, our homes, and our communities. We choose today to offer ourselves as living sacrifices. Be glorified in us. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thanks for spending time with me. If this message encouraged you, share it with someone today. Until next time, stay blessed and stay burning. God bless you.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great,
and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it. I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.